closer look at the stormy sun. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The many satellites that orbit the Earth are now taking a beating from space weather. That's because we're at a solar maximum, the point in the sun's 11-year cycle characterized by raging magnetic storms and enormous solar flares. Physicist Andre Balog at London's Imperial College says this happens because the interior of the sun is like a giant bar magnet. And every 11 years, the magnetic north and south poles swap polarities.
So it's as though the bar magnet was turned inside the sun in a very short time.
As the poles switch, the sun's magnetic field gets twisted, producing severe turbulence. Balog says that he and his fellow researchers are learning a lot from this particular solar maximum. That's because the Ulysses spacecraft is now parked just above one of the solar poles.
From that point, we can observe how the new polarities are effectively fighting and winning over the old polarities.
Thanks to this front row seat, scientists hope to learn more about the sun's blustery behavior and how to protect delicate satellites buffeted by solar storms. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.